Let's get down to business, taking a look at Wall Street. Dow Jones Industrial Average down 84 to close at 25,090. S&P 500 down 2 at 2,779. NASDAQ Composite down 14 at 7,746. Russell 2000 small and mid-cap stocks down a fraction at 1,683. Yield on the 10-year Treasury note down 2 basis points at 2.92%. Oil down $2.57 at $64.32 per barrel. And gold down $23 at $1,279.90 per ounce. Stocks were down much more early in the session. At one point, the Dow Industrials down well over 200 points. What was behind the move? It's a trade war. At least that's what China is calling it. Stock market investors are starting to think it's more than posturing. The day's losses were concentrated in the Dow Jones Industrial Average, which has outsized exposure to the kind of multinationals that are the most correlated to trade issues. And while the S&P 500 turned lower for the week with the day's decline, the NASDAQ remained near the record it closed at yesterday. In March, Trump announced plans for at least $50 billion in tariffs over long-standing concerns about China's unfair trade policies that required U.S. companies to transfer technology to China's domestic businesses, as well as the theft of trade secrets. Then, in April, the administration provided a preliminary list of technology goods the U.S. might target for tariffs. The decision stems from the conclusions of a Section 301 investigation launched in August that found that China's theft of intellectual property is costing the U.S. economy billions of dollars. The U.S. has already imposed tariffs of 25% on steel and 10% on aluminum from a wide range of nations, including allies in the European Union, Canada, and China. Today, Trump announced levies of 25% on $50 billion worth of Chinese goods. The first round of tariffs on 818 products worth $34 billion will go into effect July 6th. A second batch of 284 products valued at $16 billion will undergo further review. The list does not include popular goods purchased by many U.S. consumers, such as cell phones or televisions. In a statement, Trump said that while he valued his friendship with Chinese President Xi Jinping, trade between our nations has been very unfair for a very long time. This situation is no longer sustainable. China's Commerce Ministry released a statement saying the United States has launched a trade war. And we're just 1 week past a disagreeable G7 meeting that ended on a sour note. Singling out China's trade practices and economic policies for criticism or punitive action might be one thing, but Trump has done the same for U.S. allies. 2 weeks ago, he imposed tariffs of 25% on steel, 10% tariffs on aluminum products from Canada, the EU, and Mexico, citing national security concerns. Seriously, Canada labeled as a national security threat. They reacted angrily and imposed retaliatory tariffs. Both Canada and the EU have complaints about China's trade practices, similar to those of the U.S., and they could have been reliable allies in persuading Beijing to alter its policies in order to make trade with it more balanced. Meanwhile, Mexico, fearing the demise of NAFTA, is cozying up to China. Historically, tariffs slow down trade volumes, increase cost, and hit margins. It's a no-win situation across the board, and it could result in a significant downdraft on GDP from a global basis, depending on how severe it becomes. Jobs could be lost. Look for higher prices and a resurgence of inflation as the supply chain tightens. This could put the Federal Reserve in an untenable position of trying to stabilize prices as the economy slows. Given how strong earnings projections are, it would be extremely unusual for this to be a down year in stocks, but a trade war could do it. Fears of tariffs and a potential global trade war have barely rattled Wall Street over the past few months. There's a sense among investors that it's more talk than walk. The market has become comfortably numb to all the tariff talk. They're becoming more accustomed to this being a first foray and a negotiating tool. But bluster eventually runs out. You can cry wolf too often. Trump's view that trade wars are good and easy to win could soon be tested. Meanwhile, Paul Manafort, the former chairman of Trump's presidential campaign, is in jail. Manafort was on supervised release since being indicted by special counsel Robert Mueller's office in October. He has pleaded not guilty to nearly two dozen charges related to tax and bank fraud, money laundering, making false statements, and failure to register as a foreign agent. Most recently, he and his associate, Konstantin Kalimnik, a former Russian intelligence operative, were charged with conspiracy to obstruct justice and obstruction of justice after Mueller's office accused them of attempting to tamper with potential witnesses. Prosecutors last week asked District Judge Amy Berman Jackson to revoke Manafort's bail, arguing he had violated the terms of his release. He is now in jail while he awaits trial. Manafort is 69 years old. He's never been in prison. Tonight he's going to sleep on a prison cot. Manafort now has three possible options: a presidential pardon, spending the rest of his life in jail, or flipping. Oh, the fourth option? Well, if you think Manafort will be exonerated by a jury of his peers, tell it to your unicorn. There are several problems with a pardon as well. It's a political hot potato. There's also no guarantee that pardoning Manafort would prevent prosecutors from learning what information he knows. When a defendant is pardoned, they lose their Fifth Amendment right against self-incrimination. That means Mueller's team could serve Manafort with a grand jury subpoena after a pardon, forcing him to be a witness against a bigger target. That leaves life in jail or flipping. Meanwhile, Trump's former personal lawyer, Michael Cohen, whose offices were raided but who has not been formally charged, well, he's reportedly close to flipping. So this could be a very interesting weekend. The Empire State Manufacturing Survey rose 4.9 points in June to a reading of 25, the highest reading since October. University of Michigan's gauge of consumer sentiment rose to 99.3 in June. Industrial production fell in May, first time in 4 months. The drop-off, largely the result of a major fire at an auto parts supplier for Ford trucks instead of any weakness in the U.S. economy. Industrial production in the U.S. edged down 0.1% last month. Yet even if cars and trucks are excluded, production was on the softer side. Output of consumer goods and business equipment outside the auto sector both fell. Adobe Systems down 2.2%, this a day after reporting better-than-expected quarterly results. Teva Pharmaceutical dipped 0.8%. The drug maker said it would discontinue Phase 3 trial of its treatment for chronic cluster headaches. Qualcomm extended its cash tender offer for NXP Semiconductor outstanding shares. It's the 25th time that Qualcomm has done that over the past 16 months. Etsy up 3.3%, extending a big surge in Thursday's session that took it to record levels. The gain came after it raised its revenue outlook and fee structure. Stock has jumped more than 30% this week. Dropbox shares up for a second day in a row, capping a rally this week for the cloud storage vendor and other newly public software companies as well. Dropbox up 32%, adding almost $4 billion in stock market value since last Friday. Zuora and DocuSign both jumped more than 10% for the week. Wall Street Journal reports Apple will release a new iPhone lineup this fall with three new models, and Oprah Winfrey has signed a multi-year content partnership with Apple to create original programs that will be released as part of Apple's direct-to-consumer video service. Federal prosecutors filed criminal charges against Theranos founder Elizabeth Holmes and the blood testing company's former number two executive, alleging that they defrauded investors out of hundreds of millions of dollars and also defrauded doctors and patients. McDonald's has joined the fight against plastic pollution. They're switching to paper straws at their restaurants in the United Kingdom and Ireland. The change, which will begin to take effect in September, follows trials of paper straws at select locations. McDonald's said a majority of its customers supported the move away from plastic. Plastic straws are the sixth most common type of litter globally. The European Commission has cleared Comcast's $30 billion bid for European pay TV giant Sky PLC. The Comcast offer tops the one made by 21st Century Fox, which holds a 39% stake in Sky and made a bid in 2016 for full ownership. Interestingly, Comcast is now in a bidding war with Walt Disney for some of Fox's entertainment assets, which include Fox's stake in Sky. And now that AT&T has acquired Time Warner will change their name to Warner Media. AT&T is still AT&T. You've probably received a bunch of emails from companies telling you they're changing their privacy policies, perhaps asking you for permission to keep sending you email. These emails are coming because of the General Data Protection Regulation, GDPR. A set of European Union privacy regulations went into effect May 25th. And so you stop everything, you read the privacy policies, contemplate the importance of privacy in your digital life. No, you just delete the email. Internal research from Huge found about 38% of Americans are just ignoring the emails. 23% actually have used them as an opportunity to unsubscribe. Dow Industrials down 84 at 25,090. S&P 500 down 2 at 2,779. NASDAQ down 14 at 7,746. As always, follow along at moneyradio.com, live streaming and archived audio, the daily blog, text audio, and much more at eatthebankers.com.